Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
On the road, wet weather and rain across large parts of Gauteng. Please reduce your speed and drive with care. There's been a collision in Germiston on the N12 East near the Jet Park Road exit, and moving slowly in Bedford View on the N12 R24 West on both routes heading towards Gilulies.
Tomorrow, the country celebrates Freedom Day, and it's a big one because it marks 30 years after the first democratic elections in the country. Earlier today, President Cyril Ramaphosa visited Botshabelo in the Free State, saying it's important to reflect on the ANC's failures, but not only that.
We should look back and remember and reflect on what the ANC-led government has done in the past 30 years in changing this country, whether people like it or not.
ANC veteran Mavuso Msimang shared his thoughts with Jack News.
It's difficult at the moment to be optimistic because we have high rates of unemployment, high crime rate, social dissonance.
And in Brazil, at least 10 people died and 9 were injured after a fire broke out in a defunct hotel. The building was being used as a makeshift homeless shelter in the city of Porto Alegre in southern Brazil. More on these and other stories at 7. For now, though, Aubrey Grobler kicks off this section of the Business Minute abroad.
In terms of the offshore markets, in the US, we received core PCE figures. This is the Federal Reserve's preferred measure for inflation that came in at 2.8% versus the market expectations of 2.7%. The S&P is currently trading 1% higher, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq is trading 2% stronger. Alphabet, Google's parent company, is trading 10% higher following the release of better-than-expected results and the announcement of its first-ever dividend.
Also a good day for Microsoft, thanks to better results.
The share price is currently 2.7% higher. Today's underperformer is chipmaker Intel, currently trading 9% lower after reporting a net loss of $400 million and management indicating that the next quarter's results could be weaker than expected.
And that was Aubrey Grobler, PSG Wealth, Pretoria East. A dollar trading at R18.82, a euro R20.12, and a pound R23.50. Gold is trading at $2,338.75 per fine ounce. Oil at $89.58 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marlene Frischier, back at 7.
Well, it is a big rugby weekend for both the men and the women. The third round of the Women's Premier Division will expose 6 of the 8 teams to big stadium atmosphere this weekend. The Bulls Daisies take on the EP Queens at Loftus Versfeld. That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Golden Lions Women up against Boerland Damas at Emirates Airline Park. That's at 1. DHL Western Province against Free State at 3:30. All of the matches are curtain raisers to URC encounters. The other match of the weekend will see the Sharks travel to East London to take on the Border Ladies at 2. While in the URC, Vodacom Bulls, a big one for them. They're up against Ospreys as expected. Chris Smith replacing the suspended Johan Huisen at fly half. Kickoff is at 3. Down the N1, Emirates Lions welcome Munster at 5. Stormers play Leinster in Cape Town after 7, but it all gets going tonight. Sharks away to the Scarlets at 25-9. Do or die as well tonight for Mamelodi Sundowns. They are in a massive clash against Tunisian side Esperance. They'll be aiming to overturn a 1-0 first leg semi-final CAF Champions League deficit. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Liverpool and Feyenoord are heading towards finalizing an agreement for Arne Slot to become Jurgen Klopp's successor. Talks have progressed positively today, and sources in the Netherlands have mentioned a figure of around £9.85 million. We do believe that no amount has yet been settled, and negotiations are ongoing. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Thanks so much. X, you must have an awesome weekend. You're going to be watching lots of sport?
There is so much rugby for me to watch, but I'm also doing...